This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, as we get into this day, let's just go to God's word and say, God, what do you have to say into my life today? We're talking this week about how God wants to use us in the lives of the people around us. And that in that process, there's what we can do and what only God can do. We can open our mouths, we can bring up spiritual things in conversation, we can share what God means to us, all of those things. We might feel inadequate in those things, but that's not the main point. The point is that there's the part that only God can do, and that's the main part. You know, we looked yesterday at the fact that God purposely chose people in the Corinthian church to use in ministry who didn't have lots of natural abilities, because he wanted to emphasize what only he could do, so that when things started happening in that ministry, everyone knew it had to be God doing it, because you couldn't explain it on the terms of the people involved. Paul, of course, was the one who wrote the letter of 1 Corinthians, and we think, well, what about Paul himself? Look how God used him to plant churches across the world of his day. He must have been an awesome evangelist, an amazing Bible teacher. How great it would be to have sat at the feet of the Apostle Paul and heard him teaching. Well, maybe yes and maybe no. In the book of Acts, chapter 20, it tells us that Paul was teaching in an upstairs room on the third floor, and a young man was sitting on the windowsill. And as Paul droned on and on, that young man fell asleep and fell out of the window to his death. Fortunately for him, God gave the Apostle Paul a confidence that he wanted to heal that man, and Paul went down and laid hands on him, and that young man was restored to life again. When we think about that, the story says that there were lots of lamps in the room. Maybe there wasn't that much oxygen in there, or that boy was just tired or something. But you know, one of the factors was that Paul just was not a very good teacher. In fact, when Paul writes his second letter to the Corinthians, he acknowledges in 2 Corinthians 10:10, he says, "For they say about me," in other words, "I know my reputation. They say about me, his letters are weighty and strong, but his personal presence is unimpressive, and his speech contemptible." His personal presence is unimpressive, and his speech is contemptible. He writes great letters, but in person, he's not much. And when you come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul talks about what then made his ministry so effective. He says in verse 1, "When I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God." Probably they were saying, boy, that's right. But Paul goes on to say, "For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Man, he was terrified. "And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." Well, do you see it? It's the same thing as Elijah. Not what Paul could do, but what God did. And so, who got the glory? God did, not Paul. In your own ministry, into the lives of people around you, never neglect the most important aspect of ministry, what only God can do. If you go into ministry relationships that you have with people that you want to impact for God, without praying, without calling on God for what only He can do, you're choosing to do it just on your own strength. You don't want to do that. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.